There are some things which probably cause the dragging, the issue of resources, the funding. That is something which has been assumed that probably the international community and other partners may support the peace agreement. This time, I was talking to some of them, they say, well, this time they want to see, wait and see whether we are serious this time. Because remember, there was an agreement signed in 2015, and it was not implemented. People went back to fighting, and people fought in July 2016. So this time they want to see whether we are serious. In other words, if they see us, we are serious, we really want peace, and we stop this fighting, killing each other, then they will come. But if we continue to kill ourselves, then they say, ah, these people don't want peace. That's one factor. The other is that people will be telling us that there was lack of political will. In other words, our political leaders are not ready to have peace or share power. If they don't get the position, then they don't come back to give up, for example. But I think this time, with the celebration of the peace agreement 31st of October here in Juba, I think it was a good sign. But it should be repeated. It should not just be one-off. It should be done in all the capital of the state, at all levels of the government. Of course, not only the government doing it alone, the civil society, the churches should be involved. But people seem to be saying, oh, let us wait and see. Of course, there is also the pre-transition period. The new government is going to be formed in May, the 12th of May, 2019. So this period seems to be a bit, it's okay, but if people are not getting informed, then of course the momentum seems to be getting lost. So those who are like the people in the International National Committee, they should really work hard to keep us informed what is going on in their meetings, the same with GENEC and other mechanisms. So people have to be kept informed, and to put it, this question you're asking, why is it getting slow? They should be down to tell us rather than for us to guess.
Bishop Enoch, tell us, if you are asked to give advice, what would you say to the leaders reflecting on the CPA? Now we are on the River Thales Agreement. What lessons should really be learned by these leaders so that the River Thales Agreement could be fully implemented in letter and spirit?
My advice would be, first, we have to own the peace process ourselves. Let it be our peace. Let it not be seen as something imposed or IGAD or the community. It should be our own peace. And then, two, let us use whatever resources we have, including voluntary work, you know. Those things which doesn't require money, you should get involved, all of us. Because if somebody sees that you are very serious, he will say, no, this person has changed. But we seem to be spectators. And in fact, of course, as I speak now, half of the population is outside the country, and they're also waiting themselves. Let us see whether they're serious. So if the people are not coming back, it gives a sign that inside here is not good. So those of us who are inside here must improve the situation inside. For example, the Christmas celebration was really so good, although we are still suffering from some tips here and there, but I think mostly it was very good. You need to do that kind of thing. Maintain the security by all means. And then the issue of cows, which are everywhere. You know, we have enough land, we have enough water to grow our own food, and we leave our cows from everywhere. And we are asking World Food Program to give us, this thing is not correct. We should know how to manage our resources, whether it's the cows, the goats, or the forest, or the... But we are mismanaging resources. People say we are not serious, because what we have could have implemented most of these things. Maybe we only a little help from outside. So it is a question of seriousness again. And also the question of leaders. Those who are at the top, please lead us. Don't just stay there and say, I'm the leader of this. Whether you're a governor, or you're a commissioner, or you're even the president, or a member of parliament, do your work. Let people see. And if you need help, ask for it. People actually can give you advice. So one of the things we seem to like is that people say we know, when we actually don't know. People have to go for training, if necessary, compulsory training, leadership. Then we will know to do our own thing and then accept correction, accept advice where necessary.